are environmentally sound and encourage children to be stewards of the earth and so forth. So there is a market for that. With children's books, just like with the others, it's important to study, get catalogs for the publishers that do publish children's books to see the type of books that they publish and try to find those publishers that would fit that. And I think there are some that do have that, sort of a nature thrust to them, that they like books that are nature-related and environmentally sound and so forth. So there is a fairly good market for children's books. It tends to fluctuate. Sometimes I know children's writers, and they'll say, things are really hot right now. I'm just selling a lot of books, and the publishers really seem to be open. And then the next time I talk to them, they said they can't sell anything. So it's just a matter of sort of getting into the cycle, I guess, and keeping up with what's happening with the children's market.
Yeah, I think it is very cyclical. I agree with you there. And like somebody wrote here, I have a children's fantasy book that's 3/4 finished, and I'm working on a proposal. Is it best to have the book totally done before sending in the proposal?
Well, with fiction, the publisher is going to want to see the finished manuscript. The same with an agent; they both want to see the. Particularly with fiction, nonfiction, sometimes you can sell with just a proposal, particularly if you've had a good track record. But with fiction, they want to see the complete manuscript, because they want to, you might have a great idea, but they don't know whether you can pull it off or not. So they want to make sure that you can, carry the plot to the end and tie up all the loose ends and so forth.
Yeah, and it's really a bad deal when some publisher contracts a novel with somebody and they don't know how to end it. That's just, and you may think that's a fantasy, but I have heard over and over of people doing that kind of thing, so. That makes them real reluctant unless you finish the whole book. There's just a lot of questions. People always want to talk to. They ask, do Christian publishers exist to accept crossover writing? Yeah, do we know what that is, Sally?
Well, I think by crossover writing they mean books that would cross over into the general market, the secular market. And over the years, it's been kind of almost funny to watch it, because when I first started writing, there was this big push. Every time we went to a conference, it said, all the editors were talking about finding crossover books. They wanted books that would get into the general market. And then after a few years, that really didn't happen back then. And so then they say, well, there's no such thing as a crossover book. And so then they quit trying to do it, and then Frank Peretti and some of the others came along and proved that there was such a thing as a crossover book. So, but what I've seen happen is that it tends not to be something they plan. I think some, there may be some publishers who are trying to plan those crossover books after seeing what has been successful. But generally, they're things that the Lord or whoever spurs into that market, just because they're fitting a great need in the general public. So it's probably a publisher would not take a book that you were submitting to them as a crossover book. Just write a very good book, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, and if it's good enough and really meets human needs, then chances are it will cross over.
Yeah, well, that's one of the keys right there, what you said, just to write a good book, and that people have to sort of find that message that's in their own heart, and how do they match that message where they're going with what's in the market guide? How do they put that together?
Well, those topical listings, like we talked about, that lists all kinds of different topics.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is to find the topic, and obviously I can't have a topic in there for every possible topic, but I tell people to look for topics that are similar to theirs, that would sort of fall in the same category, and you could say that, well, if they are open to this topic, they would probably be open to mine as well. Sometimes you can do sort of a cross categorization of them and pick up two or three topics that are similar to yours, or maybe deal with different aspects of your particular book and sort of cross-reference those and see which publishers show up on all, you know, on two lists or even three lists. Excuse me. And those would tend to be the maybe the best markets for your particular topic. So, but those topical listings are so critical to, you know, sort of honing in on the top or the publishers that are going to fit what you have to sell.
Because part of the whole purpose of the Christian Writers Market Guide here is to make sure that writers really are targeting their submissions, whether it's a publication like a magazine or a book, that they send it to the right place. Isn't that's sort of the foundation of what you've got going here, right?
Yes, it is. And I have publishers, over the years, I've had publishers, particularly when I first started doing it, the guide, I would have publishers say, well, take us out of the guide because these people, you know, are not paying any attention and they're not sending us the right thing. And so, but over the last few years, I've gotten almost none of those because people are tending to work harder to match their material to the right publisher. Publishers get very upset about manuscripts that come that are obviously, I mean, you're not every manuscript is not going to be accepted, but that doesn't mean that it shouldn't be in the right category. I mean, it should be something that could be accepted. It just doesn't happen to fit what they need at the current time. They are not happy at all when they get manuscripts that are not anywhere close. And they will tell you they get hundreds of them every year that, you know, somebody just picked out a name at random or a name they've heard of somewhere and, you know, send off a manuscript. And my favorite one was when Jerry Jenkins was an editor at Moody Magazine. He got a manuscript on how to wash your dog. So we tried to figure out if there was some conservative evangelical way to wash a dog, but we decided probably not what the author had in mind, but that's the kind
not.
Of thing they get is something that just is just totally off the wall as far as what a Christian publication or a publication with a particular niche that you know, something really needs to fit what they're after.
Wow. Well, we've really run through it here, and if you have not ordered your copy of the Christian Writers Market Guide, you really need to do that because of the massive amount of information which changes and new information and all kinds of things that are on this in this guide each and every year. So I want to really encourage you to get your own copy and to get on that subscription list so that it comes every year and you're able to get it on a regular basis. Sally, do you have some closing thoughts or something that you'd really like to say to people? I mean, I've heard you say here that people aren't persistent enough. How can people increase their targeted submissions and their persistence? What do they need to do?
Well, I think spending the time, you know, since marketing is my deal, this is probably what you would expect me to say, but the marketing is such an important part of selling your writing. And it even helps if you don't have a lot of things written. You know, some people say, well, I probably don't need the market guide until I'm ready to sell. Well, if you don't have the market guide, you don't have the access to the guidelines and those things that you need to know what what to write, and it needs to be written to the needs of a particular publisher. So it's so important that you know who you're writing for before you sit down and write, so that you're writing something that has the right slant, that's the right length, would have the right tone, that would fit the needs of a particular publication. You need to know what those publications are about. You know, as we said, seeing the sample copies and the writer's guidelines. A lot of those guidelines now are available on their websites as well. And one of the new features that I added to the market guide this year was if any of you have gone looking for those writer's guidelines on the website, sometimes they're very difficult to find. They're down several layers, and so One of the things that's in the guide is instructions, the step-by-step to where you can get to those writer's guidelines. But spend time with those and be finding your markets first so that you're writing things that, fit rather than, as I mentioned earlier, making that dress and going door to door, because that's what happens if you write a piece and then try to find someplace that fits. It may be a great manuscript, but if it doesn't fit anywhere, you're not going to sell it. So that spending time on the marketing side of things is so critical if you really want to sell what you're writing. And if you don't sell it, then it's not going to bless anybody. So it's important that you get the material out there if you're being led to write whatever it might be.
Yeah, boy, that's really such sound advice for people that they need to get it. They need to write the things that the market wants, but also send it to the right place so that it can truly get through the system and show up in print.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, what a great resource, and what a great effort, Sally, that you've made over the years. And I just want to thank you on behalf of the Christian writing community for your ongoing effort to put together such a stellar book here every year that they can turn to.
Well, it's been my joy to do it. I love writers and writing and being in contact with writers, and the guide has done that.
Yeah, it's given you that chance year after year. And so is Tyndale, where's the future of the Writer's Guide going? What can you tell us about that? Is it going to continue with Tyndale for now?
Yes, it is, and their plan is to put it online at some point with updates and that sort of thing. So,
oh, wow.
So that's something for us to look forward to.
Absolutely. We wouldn't want it to stay standing still, definitely. Wouldn't want that to happen. So I want to thank you, Sally, for taking the time. I know there's many, many questions that we didn't get answered here, but we certainly gave a good run at it with all the information that people gave us, and they can get a ton of information by just taking their own Christian Writers Market Guide, studying that information, and then using it in a proper kind of way.
Yes, that's true.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate this, and I'm going to launch my end music here, and I thank you all for coming, and we'll catch you on another session here.